Welcome to the Absolute TechNet podcast for April 9th, 2024. This net was Open Tech Night led by Jeanette KI5SSR. For more information about our net, please visit us at absolutetech.org. Thank you for listening in 73.
Welcome to the Absolute TechNet. This is an Open Tech Night, so we take any general tech questions. This is KI5SSR. My name is Jeanette, and I am your host tonight. I probably don't have the answers, but someone here most likely does. I am here to direct traffic and to help you find an answer. So if we don't find an answer, you can go to our webpage at www.absolutetech.org. You can hit the Contact Us or join us on our Facebook page. All information is on that website. All right, let's get started taking check-ins with no tech comments or questions. Please give me your call sign slowly, phonetically, and twice, followed by saying your name. Now, please, go ahead.
Net control, please copy W7DTH, Whiskey 7 Delta Tango Hotel. Sorry, Whiskey 7 Delta Tango Hotel. No tech comments.
Victor Echo 3, Romeo Whiskey Juliet. Chris, on the way to the local ham club meeting, no traffic. Thanks for doing the net, Jeanette.
November 5, America, Quebec, Mexico. N5AQM, Mike and Chandler, no tech comments. Thanks.
Kilo Juliet 5, Charlie Kilo Romeo. That's Kilo Juliet 5, Charlie Kilo Romeo. Rick, no questions.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Juliet. Alpha Delta 8, Mike Juliet. Alan, no tech comments.
KO4 OSO.
Golf Mike 0, Uniform Bravo, GM 0, UUB, Graham here, Central Scotland. No tech comments and have a great night. Just listening and learning.
Kilo
M. Yeah, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Sierra Oscar. No comment, but on that logger, it looks like it's wrong.
Kilo India 5, Alpha Oscar Kilo. Kilo India 5, Alpha Oscar Kilo. Robert, Katy, Texas. No traffic.
Kilo India 5, Sierra X-ray Echo. Kilowatt India 5, Sierra X-ray Echo. Brandon, Wiley, Texas. No tech traffic.
Mac Control, copy. Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo. Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo. Mr. Turd, 87MR. No tech comment.
Net Control, this is Delta Uniform 3 X-ray Charlie Delta. Delta Uniform 3 X-ray Charlie Delta. Dennis, over here in the Philippines, no tech questions at this time.
KE8 UPE Kilo Echo 8 Uniform Papa Echo. And I do have a question when you're ready for it.
I5SSR, we'll hold up right there and go through who we have. And Jessica, yeah, we got you down on your question, so just hang tight. All right, so I'll start from the bottom. We picked up KE8UPE Jessica with the question, if you'll stick that next to her name, Mike. Also, Dennis DU3XCD, thank you for checking in. AE7MR, Terry, thank you for checking in. KI5SXE, Brandon, thank you for checking in. KI5AOK, Robert, thank you for checking in. Graham, Golf Mike. Zero UUB, thank you for checking in, Graham. Great to hear you out here. KO4OSO, Walter, thank you for checking in. We appreciate you. AD8MJ, Alan, thank you for checking in. KJ5CKR, Rick, thank you for checking in. N5AQM, Mike, thank you for checking in. VE3RWJ, the best logger we got right there. Chris, we'll miss you, but thank you for checking in. DTH, Stephen, thank you for checking in. N6RDF, Mike, thank you for checking in. KC7ROH, Ed, thank you for checking in. And 4UPC, thank you for checking in. KL7FR, thank you for being my logger today. And, of course, me. So with that, do we have any more check-ins with no comments or questions? If you do have a question, let me know, and we'll get you on the question answer. So go ahead and come with the call sign slowly, please. Slow and twice, followed by saying your name.
K-O-4-O-S-O.
Victor Echo 7, Echo Bravo Whiskey. Victor Echo 7, Echo Bravo Whiskey. Bogdan from Logan Lake. No truck.
Kilo Charlie 9, Kilo Papa Juliet. Kilo Charlie 9, Kilo Papa Juliet. Good evening, no traffic.
Kilo Delta Niner, India Kilo Foxtrot. Kilo Delta Niner, India Kilo Foxtrot. Josh, in and out.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Alpha November. Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Alpha November. Tom, Fox Lake, Illinois, in and out.
Kilo Quebec 4. Papa Yankee Mike, Kilo Quebec 4, Papa Yankee Mike, Robert.
Okay, we'll stop right there for a minute, and I'll run down who we've got on here. So KQ4PYM, Robert, thank you for checking in. KD9WAN, Thomas, thank you for checking in. KD9IKF, Josh, thank you for checking in. KC9KPJ, Michael, thank you for checking in. VE7EBW, thank you for checking in. And we had KO4OSO. Walter, that's Kevin. All right, Kevin, are you just in and out right quick?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, thank you very much for checking in, Kevin. All right, well, one more round. Let's see, is there anybody else out there that would like to get on this list with no tech questions? Or comments. But if you do have a question, let us know, and we'll take it in after Jessica's. Please come with your call sign two times, and please slowly. That way we get it on the first time there, followed by saying your name. Go ahead, please.
KC0TDZ, Kilo Charlie 0, Tango Delta Zulu, Bruce.
Kilo Foxtrot 0, Papa Victor Echo. Kilo Foxtrot 0, Papa Victor Echo. Nina.
This is Kilo Juliet 5, Echo Whiskey Oscar. Kilo Juliet 5, Echo Whiskey Oscar, mobile, in and out.
Kilo Delta 9, Charlie Scott.
Kilo Delta 9, Victor Yankee India. Kilo Delta 9, Victor Yankee India. Dan.
Victor Echo 3, Echo Lima Tango. Victor Echo 3, Echo Lima Tango. Michelle in Uxbury, no traffic.
Okay, let's hold up here. We did have a station that we missed. Let me see where we are at here. Okay, so I picked up KD9IKF, Josh, thank you for checking in. I already went over those. Okay, so Robert, okay. So Bruce, KC0TDZ, thank you for checking in. KF0PVE, that was Nina, thank you for checking in. KJ5EW, I did not get the name on there. Hang on. We also picked up, there was somebody, I did not get their call sign, Scott, I believe your name was, KD9, but hang on, we also picked up VE3ELT, Michelle, thank you for checking in. So we had also a, we picked up a KD, KD9VYI. That was Dan. Thank you for checking in. There was another station. It was a KD. I think you said your name was Scott. We didn't catch your call sign. Could you come back with that, please, slowly and twice phonetically? Go ahead.
Bravo, Mary Sugar. King America 3, Boston, Mary Sugar. KA3BMS, my name is Hank. My name is Hank, and I'm near Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Victor, Echo 5, Alpha, Alpha, Sierra. First name's Rob. Victor, Echo 5, Alpha, Alpha, Sierra. First name's Rob. No traffic.
Niner Echo Alpha Alpha.
Oh, this is TLO India 7.
Central Florida with the
KI 7 PKL. No traffic.
Hi, Victor 44 Kilo Mike. No traffic. Victor 44 Kilo Mike. No traffic.
Okay, we're going to hold up for a second here, real quick. I'm sorry there. But, all right, so we picked up, I heard a station out there. It was a Whiskey 9 or something said they had a question. You got covered up, so we need your call sign, please. Only that person. Go ahead.
Yeah, Whiskey 9 or Echo Alpha Alpha with a question.
Okay, KI5SSR here, and let me tell you who we picked up. So we picked up Victor 44 Kilo Mike. Thank you, Hugh, for checking in. KI7 PKL. Yes, that's Roy. Thank you for checking in. And W9EAA, we have you for your question. There's one in front of you. And then we also picked up VE5AAS. Rob, thank you for checking in. And thank you, Hank, KA3BMS. So thank you for checking in. So with that, we're going to stop here, and let's go talk to Jessica. KE8UPE. Go ahead with your question. How are you doing today, Jessica? Welcome to the Absolute Tech Net, and I hope we can find you an answer. So go ahead and come with your question.
Hi, thank you. This is KE8UPE, and my question tonight is going to require the help of a sighted person. But what I'm trying to do is I have a computer that currently has Ubuntu installed, and it's being finicky, so I want to try to switch it to Slint 64. However, to do that, I need to disable Secure Boot on this machine, and I can't seem to do it. I know how to get into the BIOS, and the screen says to press F5 or F6 to change options. I do that, but it doesn't work. Suggestions? KE8UPE, back to net.
All right. Well, thank you for that question, Jessica. Is there anyone out here that has the answer? Go ahead, or has maybe an idea for her to try, go ahead and call now.
Kilo Mike 5 Yankee, please check me in and comment.
All right, we have checked in Kilo Mike 5 Yankee. Mike, you can talk straight back and forth with Jessica. So, Jessica, you don't need to use me as a middleman. So, Mike, go ahead with your comment, and Jessica, you can go back and forth until y'all are done there. So, go ahead, KM5Y.
KM5Y, thank you, KF5SSR, for checking, for the late check-in. I know probably all computers are different. I can tell you what happened on mine. The BIOS didn't have that setting, but on my install, right when it first boots up, watch your screen carefully. And there are some messages there. On mine, it was three messages. You can use the arrow key to select any one of them, or it'll go ahead and boot up if you don't. One of those options was, I believe it was something to the effect of EUFI options. So when you see that message, use the arrow key to click down to that and hit enter right quick before it boots up. And that's how it worked for me. KM5Y. Hope that helps.
KM5Y. This is KE8UPE. I forgot to say this in my transmission, but I am legally blind, hence the requirement of needing sighted assistance. So that screen didn't have any sort of speech thingy, so I don't really know what to do. My mom, who's fully sighted, tried helping me, and she couldn't get it to work either. And booting Flint off the USB is going to be blocked until we fix this. KE8UPE.
Kilo Mike 5 Yankee. Okay, well, I'm so sorry to hear that. I didn't realize that. And that's the way it worked on mine. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. Maybe somebody else out there can has a better suggestion. Kilo Mike 5 Yankee.
KI5SSR, is there anyone else that might be able to help Jessica out there?
KD9UWG was a comment.
That last station, can we get your call sign, please? You went too fast.
Yeah, call sign is Kilo Delta Niner, Uniform Whiskey Golf. Kilo Delta Niner, Uniform Whiskey Golf.
All right, well, thank you very much, KD9UWG. Marcus, I think. Go ahead with your comment. If it's to Jessica, Jessica, you can talk back and forth.
Yeah, hello, Jessica. I think there are two separate issues. First, you got to tell the BIOS that it should boot from a USB drive, which is, you know, like you sort of control the boot order, and so you have to allow the computer to boot from a USB drive. That's the one setting as changing the boot order. And then, depending on what flavor you have, you're right, you may have to turn off secure boot, so you have to change two different settings. And sometimes you also have to make sure when you exit the BIOS to save the settings. You know, that's not immediately obvious how to do that. So that's the other thing that needs to work. So make sure when your mom would exit the settings that they're saved.
Okay. I apologize. I missed your call. Mark, I believe you said the name was. So, somebody said to change UEFI boot, and then you said to change something else and save it. I can take a screenshot of my screen, but I don't know how to get it to you guys. That's what I wouldn't know. KE8UPE.
Well, let me see if I have it here. The call sign is Kilo Delta Niner Uniform Whiskey Golf. I'm good on QZ, so feel free to send me an email with a screenshot. I'm wondering, can you actually take a screenshot if it's in the BIOS, because you don't really have an operating system running at that point. So unless you have some special hardware that captures the output machine, I'm not even sure whether you can take a screenshot from the BIOS. A separate question. So, yeah, the universal boot, the UEF, that is like a security measure where the computer will only allow a particularly signed operating system to boot. That's the one issue. So you have to turn that off if your operating system does not have a signed bootloader. The second setting determines what drive your computer will boot from. Typically, it will try to boot from the internal hard drive and nothing else. So you may have to change an additional setting to tell the computer now also try to boot from USB. Again, feel free to reach out to me. I'm good on CuraZet, maybe I can help you. This is KD9UWG.
Comment from KC2SHO.
On that comment, can you come back with your call sign? I heard KC2. That was it.
Kilo, Charlie 2, Sierra Hotel Oscar, KC2SHO. John in New Mexico.
John, go ahead and make your comment, and Jessica, if you want to respond to him. And I do want to thank Marcus there, KD9UWG, for all that you're doing there. Thank you. So over to KC2SHO. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess it's just a comment on the terminology. UEFI is the Universal Extensible Framework. It's the replacement for the BIOS. You don't turn that on and off. What you have to turn on and off is the secure boot he's talking about. Secure boot is what really has the behavior that he's speaking about there with protecting other operating systems from booting and things like that. And sometimes you'll see the term legacy if you want to do a legacy boot. And yeah, it's kind of one of those things you have to play around with and figure out each manufacturer or UEFI system way of doing it. It can be a little bit cumbersome, but yeah, you know, you don't turn UEFI on is what boots your machine, and it is, has replaced the old BIOS. It's the newer system for that. So I just thought I wanted to clarify that a little bit. Sorry to be pedantic, but I think in the technical world we need to make sure we have all of our terms and things correct. Anyway, KC2, let's see, Joe, back to
at 10:12 p.m. radar was tracking strong.
All right, that was a mess there. I'm not sure. Was that you, Jessica? Go ahead.
Thank you, guys. Yes, I will try those suggestions. Basically, what's happening here is until I disable Secure Boot, I can't boot the operating system that's on my thumb drive. It's literally blocked. I know how to boot from the thumb drive, but it literally will not let me until I disable Secure Boot. And using F5 and F6, as that particular screen says to do, does not work, and I don't know why. And as for the person who told me that I couldn't take screenshots while I'm in the BIOS, it's true that you can't using the computer, but I have an iPhone, so I would use my iPhone to take the pictures. KE8UPE, back to net.
Well, KE8UPC.
PC with a comment.
Okay, one second. Jessica, I was definitely going to suggest that you use a phone to take a picture, so I'm glad you said that. And, again, I have no idea who that was, so if you could come back with your call sign, please.
November 8th, Shirley. November 8th, Shirley, and Brad in Finley, Ohio, comment.
November 8th, that's all we got. You're losing packets there. Oh, okay. I think it's November 8th AC, I believe. If that's you, go ahead and go. Come on with your comment. It was a little difficult to understand you, so maybe it's cleared up.
Okay, look at this. November 8th, Tom, Shirley. You might hear an echo because I'm just going in the background here. I'm trying to fill the room. I have a comment for you. Did you see a piece of paper?
That was just unreadable totally, so you're going to have to come in a different way. I don't think we have your call sign right, and we can't understand you. So I'm very sorry, but if you could change the way you're coming in, then you could come back and rejoin. So, somebody says it's N8PC. Thank you, Brad, but we still couldn't understand you. Somebody put that in the text box. So thank you, Ed, for that. Also wanted to thank John, KC2SHO, for your input as well, and KD9UWG. Marcus, thank you for yours. And, anybody else want to make a comment for Jessica? Go ahead. I'm sorry, it's not. So, it's not working for us. I apologize. If Jessica, or if you want to shoot a look up Jessica on QRZ, are you good on QRZ, Jessica? Maybe Brad could look you up and send you a message. Go ahead, Jessica.
I don't understand what the problem is with my audio, considering I'm coming right through my note into you guys, analog and digital, both. I don't know why you guys are having this back.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. There is something wrong with your audio. So, again, Jessica, are you good on QRZ? Somebody said you are, so we're going to move on now. Jessica, thank you very much for your question, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope that they reach out to you and help you. Thank you very much to all of you there. So with that, we're going to be clear with Jessica, and we're going to go ahead and move to Abel. Whiskey 9, Echo, Alpha Alpha, how are you doing today? And what is your question? Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much for picking me up. Really do appreciate it. The net sounds very interesting. This may be a hard question. Here locally, we're trying to automate getting the amateur radio news line on the repeater, but it seems as though you have to download segments and then rebroadcast them. Has anyone figured out a way, a simple way, to download the amateur radio newsline broadcast and then put it on their repeater? W9 Echo Alpha Alpha, Central Florida.
November 4, Uniform, Papa Charlie, comment please.
Go ahead, N4UPC. I figured that would be somebody that could answer that question for you, Abel. So go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, if you're using, I know it's on Ham VoIP. I don't know about the old All-Star Link system. If you're running a Raspberry Pi on your repeater, or somebody is, in the user local SBIN directory, there is a script called Play News. Now it jabbers a whole lot, aside from Amateur Radio Newsline or the ARRL. So I'm good on QRZ. If you would send me an email, I'll send you the pared down version that we use, for example, on the Alaska Morning Net, that will give you, download the whole file. It will then chop it up into a little less than 3-minute segments, and then it'll play those segments, and then it will end without all of the, to quote Mr. T, without all the jibba jabba. Back over to you. N4UPC.
Abel, you can go ahead and talk back and forth. Go ahead. Or I think Martin, I'm sorry.
That is exactly what we're looking for. We will send you an email and then get the details and give it a try. Really appreciate the help here. Back to Net Control, W9 Echo Alpha Alpha. And I will send an email to N4UPC.
All right, I want to thank N4UPC for helping, and yes, he's good on QRZ. This is KI5SSR. Welcome to the Absolute TechNet. This is Open Tech this evening. And also, yes, thank you for bringing your question here, Martin. So we'll be clear with W9, EAA, and N4 UPC. So at this time, we are looking for more check-ins. Anybody with questions, just let us know that you have a question. If it's no tech question, please just say no tech questions. So let's take some more check-ins. Please come with your call sign twice, two times. Slowly, please. It helps if you go slowly. Wait a few seconds before you start talking so we can get all your call sign. Come twice, slowly and phonetically, followed by saying your name and just let us know. No tech question, or if you have a comment, go ahead.
November 5, Tango Lima Hotel, N5TLH, Will, no question.
N9, Zeti N, November 9, Zulu, Echo, November, it's Terry, no questions.
For UP, comment, please.
Go ahead with your comment, N4 UPC.
Thank you, Will. The question that nice lady, she said she didn't have any questions. What she really wanted to know is if her husband misbehaves, can she hook him up to the generator? All I'm going to say about that. Comment for Brad, N8PC. It's not your RF, Brad. It's not your radio to your node. It's the internet connection. Correctly, internet or repeater over to up and over to the Canada hub and then back to us. So somewhere in that line got some packet loss going on. That's all that was. Just wanted to pass that along to Brad while I had a chance. N4 UPC.
November 8, Papa Charlie, N8PC. I'm here, guys, but somebody else has got the system linked up that they're not supposed to have. The station KI5, let me get in here. What's this call? Get in here and look at it. KI5SXE, you are not authorized to have that connected up. I'm the only one authorized by Jason to bring it into this hub. Please disconnect from it so I can reconnect.
Roger, I'm not sure what happened. I just signed up on the All-Star link. What am I supposed to disconnect?
You just connect to 517-300 or wherever you're connected to, because I'm the only one authorized to bring the group in through the hub from Jason.
Okay, I was listening on Jason's net, and then it dropped, so I joined on the All-Star link 52782. So do I just drop from that, or can someone disconnect me? Because I really don't know much about this.
Yeah, you just drop that going out to the thing. Because whoever's running KI5SXE coming through there, that should be dropped. The reason why it dropped is because I was rebooting the node. So I'm ready to reconnect back up to Canada up there. We'll see what happens. November 8, Papa Charlie. Sorry for the interruption on the net, guys.
Hey, no problem. I would like to tell that gentleman you can hook up to the Dewdrops All-Star 52782, and you can connect that way also, just so you know. Thank you, N8PC, there. If you want to go ahead with your comment that you had for Jessica, go ahead. You're a whole lot better than you were.
Agitation
yeah,
is possible.
You might hear some
locations
stuff
impacted include Findlay, Tiffin, Fremont, Fastoria, Bellevue, Clyde, Arlington, Green Springs, Bloomville, Sycamore, Castalia, Arcadia, Van Leeu, New Regal, Vauxville, Cary, Attica, Bethville, Republic, and Mount Blanchard.
Running, what she's trying to do, and she needs a step-by-step guide. She can't just go in there and do whatever. Jessica, if you're in there and you can hear me, if you got a pen and paper, let me know. I can give you a phone number to call.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Okay, N8PC, this is KE8UPE. Let me grab something to write with.
Also, I do know that Jessica is good on QRZ, also, just to let you know that in case something happens here. So we'll wait another second or two. While we wait, I will go ahead and let let's talk about who was just here. N9 Zeddy and Terry, I want to thank you very much for checking in today. It's great to see you on here supporting me. You're awesome. N5TLH, Will, thank you for checking in as well. N4UPC, thank you for your comment. And let's see if Jessica's back yet. Go ahead.
I'll say if she has Notepad on her computer, she can take the number down that way, too.
Hey, Brad.
Okay.
Since she is good on QRZ, and, you know, we've been on this for many minutes now, if you would, just email her your number. And that way, Miss Jeanette can continue on, because I think there were some other people that wanted to check in. Thanks a lot. N4 UPC.
Yeah, no problem. Give me your call sign again.
It's Kilo Echo 8 Uniform Papa Echo. So K-E-A-U-P-E. So I hope that helps you, and thank you very much. We appreciate your help. So let's move on. Is there anybody else that would like to get on this list with either a comment? If you have a comment, just say comment. If you don't, let's say that you no tech questions. So anybody want to get on this list? This is the Absolute TechNet. This is open topic night. So you can also talk about stuff like failures. If you've worked on a project and it didn't work out, maybe there's somebody here that's worked on that same project, had the same problem, and may have found an answer. So don't be afraid to discuss stuff like that. That is a topic here as well. We want to hear about your projects and what new things thrill you in the tech world. So feel free to jump aboard here. So with that, let's take some check-ins now, please. Two times with the call sign, twice slowly and in phonetics, also followed by your name now, please. Go ahead.
November, Kilo Delta, Cruz, Quebec Hotel Delta, Kilo 8, Quebec Hotel Delta, Corey.
Kilo Whiskey 4, Alpha Golf, KW4AG, Dennis.
Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform, Foxtrot X-Ray, KJ4, UFX. No tech question.
KC9, KXG, Kilo Charlie 9, Kilo X-Ray Golf. No tech questions, just enjoy listening.
WB4JEE, Whiskey Bravo 4, Juliet Echo Echo, Hollis. No questions, no comments.
November Hotel, November 6, Uniform, November Hotel. Name Dirk.
All right, we're going to hold up here. We had a little train wreck here in the beginning, and please let us know when you're checking in that you have no tech questions, or if you have a comment, please say comment. So I'm going to start from the bottom here. So N6UNH. Dirk, did you have a question?
No tech comments at this time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. WB4JEE Hollis, thank you for being here. Have a great time, and thank you for coming to the Absolute Tech. We also had KC9KXG, thank you for checking in. KJ4UFX, thank you for checking in. KW4AG Dennis, thank you for checking in. And we had two other stations, but they ran over each other. So if you didn't hear your call sign, one of them ended in HD, I believe. I think your call sign started with a K. So can that station come back, please?
Kilo Delta 8, Quebec Hotel Delta. Kilo Delta 8, Quebec Hotel Delta. Corey, we just hooked the radio up and was checking to make sure it was working.
All right. KO8QHD. Corey, thank you for checking in. You had a little rough signal there, so I don't think you had a question. And there was a November station. Anybody else that didn't hear your call sign, could you go ahead and go ahead and call now, anybody else, and please come with some questions as well. Or maybe you want to share some of your projects that you've been working on. So, and if you've done a project and it really worked out well, please, antenna projects, anything that you'd like to share, go ahead and call now, please. Call signs twice, slowly and phonetically, followed by saying your name. Now, please, go ahead.
Kilo Bravo Niner, Charlie Foxtrot Delta, KB9CFD. This is Cannon Chicago.
Victor Echo 1WIN.
Kilo Kilo 7 Delta Quebec Tango, KK7DQT, Mike.
KA0 Charlie Bravo Bravo, Kilo Alpha 0 Charlie Bravo Bravo, Chris. With no questions.
All right. Well, we have a few others on here. Chris, KA0CBB, thank you for checking in. We appreciate you checking in. Also, KK7DQX, Mike, do you have a question?
Kilo Zero Golf India Oscar. Kilo Zero Golf India Oscar. Call. Staten Island, New York, no traffic.
All right. Well, Kilo Zero, Golf, India Zero, Oscar. Thank you, Carl, for your in and out. Again, KK7DQT, Mike, do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. And my question is, with an open spot and using my Norton, a lot of times it'll disconnect. Is there any way to make the open spot go through the Norton break? Thank you.
Brad, any PC comment?
Hey, Brad, can I get your call sign, please? Slower, please, and twice. Go ahead.
November 8, Papa. November 8, Papa Charlie, and 8 PC.
All right, go ahead, Brad, with your question, please.
It was a comment. To the guy running Norton, do me a favor. Get rid of Norton completely. It'll solve all your issues. It's built into your Windows system. You don't need Norton. If you cancel out Norton completely, get rid of it, get it off your system, it won't hog the resources and that. It'll allow it to go through without no problem.
Amen. Thank you for telling him the truth. That's exactly right. KK7DQT, do you want to remark back to him?
No, that's great. I appreciate that information. I will look into that more. Thank you much. KK7DQT will be clear.
Well, thank you, KK7DQT. Mike, thank you for your question. And Brad, N8PC, thank you very much for that answer. So, VE1WIN, Mr. Peter, do you have a question tonight? Go ahead.
Oh, I did not just. Yeah, I can't even talk tonight. Oh, my. No, Jeanette, just in and out. Just wanted to get my name on the log. Have a good evening. I'm off to bed.
All right. We'll have a great night, Peter, VE1WIN. We'll be clear with you. All right. So, okay. How about KB9CFD? Ken, do you have a question? Go ahead.
FTM 500. Is my base station for now. I was wondering if I can hook up a pair of headphones to one of the external speaker jacks in the back. If anybody out there would know, I'd be greatly appreciated. Thank you. KB9CFD.
KB9CFD. Ken, you kind of got cut out there. I didn't hear all of your question. Do you mind repeating it? But before you start, please count at least like 4 seconds and then start your question again, please. Go ahead, Ken.
Hello. Yes, thank you, KB9CFD. I'm running a Yaesu FTM500 as my base station, and I was just wondering if I could hook up a pair of headphones to one of the external speaker jacks in the back. Family's telling me it's a little noisy down here at night when I'm on one of these nets, so I figured I'd try to give them some peace and quiet.
Anybody out there have an answer? This is KI5SSR looking for an answer for Ken.
November 8, Papa Charlie, N8PC.
Brad, go ahead. You can talk back and forth with Ken. So go ahead there, Brad, N8PC.
Ken, what radio are you hooking it to on the back?
I'm using a Yaesu FTM 500. It's mobile radio, but it's my base station for now.
Okay. Usually the speakers on those on the external side are what they call a monaural speaker, a mono. It only has two contacts. Your headsets usually are stereo, which is three conductor. And what you need to do is you can put them in there, but you're only going to hear it on one side of your headset. As far as it's concerned, if you had an external CB speaker or something like that, you could put that in there with no problem at all. But yeah, you can run the headphones in there. Just watch your volume control because it can't overdrive those headsets.
APM.
Back to net control.
All right. Well, thank you very much, N8PC. Thank you for you're being such a great help tonight. Thank you, Brad. We appreciate you. Ken, I hope that does help you and make me just a little bit happier there. So thank you for bringing your question to the net here. This is the Absolute Tech Net, and we are here every Tuesday night. And I do want to mention that check out our website, because on our website, there is some wonderful links in there, and I have definitely enjoyed checking them out. There's all kinds of links. And so we also run NetLogger, so if you don't have it, please download that. And that's also going to be on the webpage links under amateur radio logging programs. And the reason I suggest that is because sometimes people will put messages in the AM window or links to information, so you don't want to miss out on all that good stuff. So please check that out. And so also don't forget to check out our podcast. We have all our podcasts are recorded on our website, so there's different ones. And don't forget to hit the donate button. Your contributions help this net to continue to run. If you've already made a contribution, then I just want to thank you from all of us here on the Absolute Tech Net. We thank you and appreciate that. So we will be taking check-ins again. If you have any projects you want to share or any type of failures that you've had, and we consider those to be important as well. That's how you fix problems. So we are taking more check-ins, and if you have a question, please just say question. If you don't, make sure you let us know. This is just no tech questions or comments. So please feel free to share anything that you're working on currently as well. So go ahead and come with the call sign two times, twice slowly and phonetically, followed by saying your name. Now, please, go ahead.
Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Delta Victor. Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Delta Victor. First name is Cal. Just an in and out, 73 stall. Back to you.
Control, please recognize Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Echo. Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Echo. Dale out of Roseburg just dropping in to thank you for a good net. Nothing further.
This is Kilo Mike 4, Victor Papa Golf. Kilo Mike 4, Victor Papa Golf, Douglas, Fayette, Alabama. Roll Tide Roll. I just got connected and listening. No comment.
Kilo 7, Papa Charlie Hotel. Kilo 7, Papa Charlie Hotel. Mike, Arizona, in and out, please. Thank you.
Alpha Kilo 6, Victor Papa. Alpha Kilo 6, Victor Papa. This is Danny in Pine Mountain Club, California. Doing an in and out. Have a good evening.
Kilo Delta 9, Zulu Zulu, Quebec. This is Kilo Delta 9, Zulu Zulu, Quebec. Name here is Alec. I am out of Janesville, Wisconsin. And just a quick in and out tonight.
Kilo Charlie 1, Quebec X-ray Lima. Kilo Charlie 1, Quebec X-ray Lima. Derek out of Vermont. Next question, please.
November Echo 2 Whiskey. Nancy Echo 2 Whiskey. Just saying thank you for a great net. In and out.
All right. Thank you. We had a few stations here, so we did have a little train wreck, too, so somebody did not get on here. But we'll pick you up, so hang tight. So we picked up NE2W. That's Ed. Thank you, Ed. You're so kind. We always appreciate you being there. KC1QXL, we have you down for a question, Derek. Eric, so hang on. KD9ZZQ, Alex, thank you for your check-in. Also, Net Control wants to add Kilo Foxtrot 4, Juliet India Golf. And if you'll add her on there, she's a blind ham, and so she couldn't get on, so she sent that message if we could add her. And also, AK6VP In and Out, thank you for checking in. KK7PCH Mike, thank you for your In and Out. KM4VPG Golf, Doug, thank you for checking in. KC7YFE Dale, thank you for checking in. VA3CDV Cal, thank you for checking in as well. We appreciate all of you. So if you didn't hear your call sign, go ahead and call now, please.
It's Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Juliet Mike, Andrew in Martinsburg, West Virginia.
In and out.
Kilo Delta 9, Zulu Charlie X-Ray, Brian in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin.
All right. Well, we did have another train wreck. So, all right. So, I'll tell you who we picked up. KD9ZCX Brian. Thank you for checking in there. KE8ZJM Andrew. Thank you for your in and out as well. And, yeah, that was Fox on number 64 is going to be Kilo Foxtrot 4. J-I-G on line 64 there. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and go to our question, and then we'll be back for more check-ins. So let's go to Kilo Charlie 1, Quebec X-Ray Lima. Eric, what's your question? How are you doing? And welcome to the Absolute TechNet. Go ahead with your question.
Good evening, everybody, on that. Thank you for allowing me with my question. This is Derek. KC1QXL up here in Vermont. So I am trying to figure out what I want to do in my All-Star node. Either I want to hook it up to a repeater I'm going to have in my house. I want to extend my coverage. I'm mobile a lot around my house within like 5 miles. So I'm trying to figure out if I want to put a repeater up or I want to hook my radio, hook my All-Star node to a radio to extend my coverage that way. So I'm going to have a 40-foot tower and nice antennas and such. So just looking at some options now, but if he has any suggestions, which way better to go, either have a repeater or just to go with just a radio connected to the All-Star node. I do not want to do a cross-band repeat, so I'm going to connect it directly from the All-Star node to a radio itself, like a six-pin DIN or something like that. Just got to find the interface cables and such. But that's my question for that tonight. Hopefully somebody can help me. KC1, QXL, back to net.
Well, this can be a big question because it just depends on what you want to do with it. Does anybody want to give a shout-out for Derek here? Go ahead.
November 8th, Papa Charlie, NAPC. I'm sorry, I didn't hear his question.
Derek, I'm sorry. Go ahead with your question again. And, he wants to know about his All-Star hooking it up, I think, to either a repeater or radio. And that's just depends on what he really wants to do with it. But let me throw it out to you, Derek, and let you bring that question again.
And, hey, Brad, I heard you busy. You've been busy tonight. KC1QXL. So I'm trying to figure out what I want to do, if I want to connect my All-Star node to a repeater or connect it to a radio to extend my coverage area around my house. We travel like 5 to 10 miles from my house, and
I'd like to be able to get in the All-Star Network that I'm connected to currently. But I cannot do it with just my Raspberry Pi with the sharing device. It's only like a mile both directions. But just wonder if you have any suggestions, would be the better way. And I'm going to have a 40-foot tower up, so I'll extend the range that. I've got to figure out what I want to do, whether I'm going to have interface cable to a radio or hook directly to a repeater system. There'll be a repeater here at my house. So we'll pass it back to the net. KC1, QXL.
Okay. November 8, Papa Charlie, and APC. There's several ways you can go about it. It depends on how far away from your local area you're trying to communicate from. If you're trying to do it 50 miles outside of town, just like Jason does, he takes his Sherry node with him. And then nothing says you have to leave your Sherry node with you. You can't take it with you. You can take your Sherry node with you on the road and use a mobile Wi-Fi device and link in at any time to All-Star. That's what Jason does. That's what a lot of people do. You don't have to leave your Sherry node at home. You can take a portable. You can also have a portable node in your vehicle to also do that as well. If you're trying to set up All-Star to a local repeater and you have permission from the repeater site, you can do a remote into it, like what KD5FMU, Fred McGuire, known as the Ham Radio Crusader, does. He has a DYT GH9000D set up in duplex mode, and he runs it through an audio device into the All-Star on the Raspberry Pi, and it allows him to link it into the repeater site that doesn't have internet. But you can take your Sherry node with you. You don't have to leave your Sherry node at home. Just configure it not only to work on the Wi-Fi at home, but you can configure it for a mobile Wi-Fi device. And then have it that way when you power it up in your vehicle, you can take the thing with you and take a radio with you and connect up anytime. Go ahead.
KI5SSR, we take ours with us. We just use our telephone as a hotspot. So, we use our phone and we hook it up to our All-Star and we take our Sherry node with us. So he's exactly right. Back to you, Derek.
Oh, sorry, I double with you. But, in our area, we have no cell coverage. So that's one thing we were having issues with. I have seen people do the portable Sherry device. But that's why I was trying to get around the cell coverage deal, either having my own repeater system or just having a radio for coverage. I'm not sure on range or anything like that, but just trying to figure out which option I want to do.
Okay, and if that's the issue there, is not having a cell service in range, yeah, then you can set up what they call a mobile radio, and that's what I would do is set up a mobile radio because your mobile radio can do a lot higher power. I wouldn't run more than mid-power range on them, but you can set it up with an audio interface into the Raspberry Pi with a radio with your antenna up out there. That will get you a few miles down the road with no problem at all. It gets you a lot further than just a Sherry node. They also do make amplifiers to go on the output of a Sherry node. So you can take the output of a Sherry from a half a watt to like 40 watts, and you can still use it and get away with it. The only thing is that you have to run it. It's only when you use that way, it's mono in and out, basically. It's not a full duplex. If you set up a radio with an audio interface to it, you can run full duplex, it's like a mini repeater, basically. But you don't have to register it because it's your own node. Just make sure to use two frequencies that are not occupied as far as it's concerned. But, yeah, you can do that. If you want, you can give me a holler. Send me an email. My call sign, November 8, Papa Charlie, NAPC. Send me your phone number and an email there. I'm good on QRZ, and I'll help you out with it.
Okay, I really appreciate that, and I'll definitely do that, and I'll be in contact with you. Thank you for all the help tonight, and I'll send it back to NetControl. This is KC1 QXL.
All right. Well, thank you very much, NAPC. Brad, you've really answered a lot of questions tonight, so thank you very much. And, Derek, I'm glad we could help. KC1 QXL, thank you for bringing your question to the Absolute Tech. We're interested in all your projects that you're doing. Or if you, like I said, if you've tried something, it didn't work out good, please bring that to our net, too, because you don't know. Somebody else probably had the same problem, might have an answer. So with that, we are looking for more check-ins with no tech questions or comments. If you have a comment, just say comment. And if you don't, just say no tech questions. So we're going to go ahead and take check-ins. Please come with your call sign twice slowly and phonetically followed by saying your name. Now, please, go ahead.
Victor Echo 7, Lima, Juliet, Mike. Victor Echo 7, Lima, Juliet, Mike. Cliff in Nevada. No questions. Over.
Kilo. Kilo, Juliet, Victor. Kilo, 6, Kilo, Juliet, Victor. Kevin in Valley Springs, California.
Kilo, Quebec, 4, Oscar, Quebec, Quebec. Kilo, Quebec, 4, Oscar, Quebec, Quebec. Jim in Ringgold, Georgia.
All right. We picked up a couple stations here. KQ4OQQ. Jim, you did not say whether you have a question or not. So do you have a question for us? Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I'm new to amateur radio, and I've got a 10-meter radio that I'd like to do more local communications with. So is it possible to get good local communications using the InBev antenna or the near vertical incident skywave antennas with a 10-meter radio?
Yes.
Okay, the yes, was that NAPC, question mark?
Yeah, sorry for keying up, but yeah, you can use any antenna on 10-meter FM, whether it be NVIS or vertical. You can also use a dipole, too. But the NVIS will work just as well as anything else with no problem at all. And it depends on who you have locally there as far as it goes on. You put a little lower to the ground, you might be able to get more local if it's not too high in the air.
Is there a recommended height above the ground?
Yeah, they tell you usually 1/4 wavelength, but I got an antenna not more than 10 feet off the ground, and I run all bands on it, and I'm running near vertical on mine, and I run all the different bands on it with no problem at all. As long as you're at least, I'd say, about 10 foot off the ground at the center point, if you're using a dipole, and go from there. If you're using a vertical, it's about the same thing, about the minimum is what you want, and you should be able to work with no problem.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, and I appreciate the net tonight. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Brad, NAPC. Brad, please, when you key up, please give me your call sign when you're going to make a comment, because I don't know who it is. Also, I want to thank KQ4OQQ. Jim, thank you for checking in. Glad that we could help. Kevin, K6KJV, did you have a question?
Hello, everybody. This is K6KJV. Sorry, Miss Janet. You can take and slap my wrist. This is the first time I've asked a question on that, so I didn't know the protocol. Sorry, my old ears didn't hear it. So, I'd like to ask a question about Droid Star, if I may. Back to you.
Well, hey, Kevin, we would love to have that question, but there's somebody ahead of you that's been waiting with the question. So let me take this station first, and then I'll come right back down to you because Gregory's been patiently waiting. VE7LJM, go ahead with your question, please. One more time, VE7LJM, are you still with us? It is your turn for your question, Gregory. Go ahead.
For the net today.
but thank you very much for the opportunity, and I'm sure it won't be long before I do have a question. There's, I did have a little antenna on there, and we re-mounted a 2 meter antenna, put it up a little bit higher, and now the antenna are greatly improved. It was just a little Diamond X50, and I use it for a couple of radios, so a switch and two radios are connected to that antenna. But it went up about 80 feet, and then I went up to about 22 or 23 feet, and the SWR is less than 1.3
Okay, VE7LJM. We had a hard time understanding any of that, but yeah, you say, I did hear you say something about your SWRs were at 1.3. I can tell you, if it's at 1.3, you are more than good to go. I couldn't make out anything else, but I do know that much. I have to use tuners to get mine that low. So you're doing great, and please, Gregory, come back another time when you're in a better place. Unfortunately, that kind of hurt my ears. So have a great day, and thank you so much for checking in. I hope to hear you out here again and wish you a great day, and I wish you could have shared all that. So, again, we'll be clear with VE7LJM. And let's go back to Rev Kev there, K6KJV. Kevin, I'm glad you have a question, and I hope we can find an answer. So over to K6KJV. Over to you, Kevin.
Thank you very much, sir. Ms. Janet, this is K6KJV, and this question is going to show that I am a total noob at this digital stuff. I've got Echolink pretty much dialed in, but I'm trying to work with DroidStar and DVSwitch. I want to get all the digital stuff down before I take that big leap to HF, and I had everything going on my DroidStar. I was able to make contacts on all the protocols, and I, you know, registered my numbers like I'm supposed to with DMR. But then I took and I registered my DStar, my call sign with DStar, and now I have problems connecting with. I can connect with different reflectors and nodes and stuff, and I can hear them, but sometimes they can't hear me, and or it's just the opposite. I'm overmodulated, and I've got the mic gain turned all the way down. So if somebody can answer my question, help me out. K6KJV, back net control.
Anybody out there have this issue, and maybe they could help Kevin here. Go ahead and call now, please.
Kilo Sierra 7.
UPE, repeat the question, please.
Kilo Sierra 7, Radio Oscar Hotel, with a comment.
All right. Well, thank you. So let's go ahead and go with Ed, please, KC7ROH. Ed, hello to you. Great to hear you out here. You can just talk back and forth with Kevin here. And, Kevin, could you repeat that question so that other station can hear this in case they want to make a remark? And then, Ed, you can just talk back and forth to Kevin there, K6KJV. Go ahead.
This is K6KJV returning. Sure, the question is, why can't I, after I registered my DStar, or excuse, correction, after I registered my call sign with DStar, no talk groups can hear me when I'm trying to talk to them on most of the protocols, especially DStar. That's the question. K6KJV, back to whoever wants to answer it.
Yeah, Kevin, this is Ed. Name is Ed, Echo Delta, out here in Sherwood, Oregon. And I'm one of the net operators here on the net. And I'm pretty experienced with a lot of digital stuff. If you don't mind having a little bit of a brief back and forth, I have a couple of follow-up questions for you. What happens if you remove the D-Star information from your configuration and, you know, like unregister effectively from D-Star? Does that help, or does it go back to, you know, just misbehaving? Back to you, Kevin.
Cases, KJ, returning. I went in and changed all the D-Star credentials or whatever you call it on the registration back to default, which means I can't remember what they call it. You know, but yeah, it doesn't change. I still am not able to connect with anybody. Back to you.
Okay, and to clarify, are you using Droid Star or Blue DV to connect D-Star at this time?
That would be Droid Star on the Android app. Back to you.
Okay, well, I didn't realize you were using the Android version. That could be a little bit more complicated. Tell you what, Kevin, why don't we take this offline after the net, and we can talk about this in greater depth, because I think this is going to be something that needs some more in-depth troubleshooting than would be appropriate to answer briefly during this net. So can you shoot me an email via QRZ and let me know how best to contact you, whether that be by email or by phone or, you know, whatever your preference, and we can continue the conversation on that mode, okay? Back to you, Kevin.
Comment.
All right. Hey, Kevin, hang on a second. That comment, can I get your call sign, please? Go ahead.
Whiskey 7, Echo Foxtrot Sierra. Whiskey 7, Echo Foxtrot.
All right, go ahead with your comment, W7EFS.
Thank you. My note had to tell me who I was there. But the gentleman with the D-Star issue, would you give me your call sign slowly, please? On my laptop in front of me, I have dstar.info, and I use the trust server query pull-down menu. And if you will give me your call sign, I'll type that in, and it will tell me what it knows about your registration. Go ahead, please.
Kilo 6, Kilo Juliet Victor. Kilo 6, Kilo Juliet Victor. K6, KJV.
And all right, you are actually registered. So then the question is, in your, I don't understand this DD switch or the Droid Star. Those, I think, are smartphone applications for interfacing digitally. But in your, if a D-Star radio, make sure that your call sign is properly configured in your D-Star radio. And then try talking to a D-Star repeater gateway or somebody who has a digital hotspot that supports D-Star. So that's just a suggestion there. W7EFS, and I'll turn it back to you, and you can give it back to Jeanette. W7EFS.
Cases KJV returning. Thank you very much, sir, for that help. And Mr. Jeanette, if you can give me the call sign of the previous gentleman, so I can look him up on QRZ, and we can make contact. K6KJV, back to Mr. Jett.
Hey, thank you, Kevin. And thank you, Tony W7EFS. Thank you so much for your help as well. That's going to be Kilo Charlie 7, Romeo Oscar Hotel. And his name is Ed. He is also, if you go to Absolute Tech, he is a team member here. So, yeah, you can check all that. I think, have you ever checked out their webpage here for the Absolute Tech? Kevin, if you haven't, you want to sign up for their emails. They don't sell your information. You won't get any spam. And also on their website, there's links to contact them. They have a contact page. They have a Facebook page. I don't know if you're on that or not. So, Kevin, check all that out. And, yeah, Ed, thank you so much. KC7ROH, you're awesome. Also, there is a comment WB4JEE would like to make. Go ahead, WB4JEE.
Thanks, Jay. I want to see, make sure that KQ4OQQ is still there. This is WB4JEE.
You guys can talk back and forth if you're KQ4OQQ. Are you still here with us? All right, one more time. KQ4OQQ. Are you still here with us? I think it's James. Well, Hollis, I think he is gone, but I think your information is good, so you might as well go ahead and share it. Maybe somebody else here can benefit from that information. So go ahead, Hollis.
WB4JEE. He is on the other side of Lookout Mountain from me, and actually he probably took his test with the Tri-State Club. That's W4EDP's group over there, and I'm a member of that one. I would not probably be able to communicate with him since he's on the other side of Lookout Mountain, but since the last Tuesday of every month, we do hop around either on 2 meters or 10 meters. It goes between the two. This month, I think it's going to be 10 meters, and that would work for him. And a lot of the people that are participating are over near him. So I will go ahead also and let the club know, because he probably took his test with them. He probably knows some of those people over there, and he can get on. And I welcome anybody that wants to do this can participate in our group. And there's a lot of internet connections. You can go to the tsarc.org website, that's Tri-State Amateur Radio Club, and see the different connections. And Jeanette, you've checked into the regular net over there a lot, I know, and you check into the YL net. But anybody can participate in that, and you can go through EchoLink or a lot of the other connections to get to the Tuesday night Aries meeting that we do. And but you know, we like to try to find different people. I have also used the Utah SDR site. When I can't hear them on 10 meters on my transceiver, I can pick them up on the website. So we do all sorts of crazy stuff with that. But I'll send him a message on that. And anybody else that wants to participate in the 10-meter hop around, just check into the ArriesNet on Tuesday night. Now, unfortunately, it starts at 7 just like this one does, and so they kind of run at the same time. So we will we'll just have to see. But I'm going to let him know that so he can try 10 meters out and get on with some other people are on around here. It's WB4JEE back to them.
Well, thank you, W4JEEKI5SR. And yes, I check into the Tri-State group all the time. So, absolutely, it's a great net to get involved in. Lots of good stuff there. So, I want to thank you, WB4JEE, for your comment. So, this is KI5SSR. This is the Absolute Tech, and this is open tech night. So we take any questions that you want to ask here. If you have a project going on, if you need a little help or got a question, something on your mind, or maybe you worked on something, didn't work out good, maybe it was a failed project, but hey, maybe it failed for somebody else and they found found a solution. So don't let that stop you from asking the question. So this is Kilo India 5, Sierra Romeo. If you would just like to get on the log as in and out, please say either in and out or no tech questions. If you have a question or even a comment about something you're working on, please say question or comment. We're looking for you out there now. So call sign two times, please. Twice, slowly and phonetically, followed by saying your name. Now, please, go ahead.
Mike, X-ray India. November 5, Mike, X-ray India. David, with a question.
Kilowatt Echo 5, America, London, with a question. Jim, in near Austin, Texas, KE5O, with a question.
Victor Echo 7, Lima Echo. Victor Echo 7, Lima Echo, no tech question. Victor Echo 7, Lima Echo, Hamshack Hotline out.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, VE7LE. Ted, thank you very much for your in and out. We appreciate you getting on the log. So we also picked up KE5AL, Jim. You're a neighbor. I'm in Grapevine, Texas. So if you've flown into DFW Airport, you are 5 miles or less from my home. Also, we picked up David N5MXI, another Texas station, Corpus Christi. Hello. Hello, neighbor. David, over to you for your question, and thank you for bringing it to the Absolute Tech tonight. Go ahead, N5MXI.
KD9UB, did you lock me?
All right, was that call sign again? KD9UXE, is that correct? I only heard it once. We asked for call signs twice, please.
Roger. Yeah, I did do that first. Kilo Delta 9, Uniform Quebec Echo. Kilo Delta 9, Uniform Quebec Echo. Craig in Antioch, Illinois. Please put me in the queue for a tech question.
Absolutely, Craig. You are added on the tech questions as well. So thank you, KD9UQE. And no, I did not hear you a while ago. So thank you, Craig. So let's go back to Kilo Echo 5 Alpha Zulu. I'm sorry, Lima. So, David, N5MXI. David, you get the first question here. Go ahead. All right, one more time, N5MXI. David, with your question, please. All right, well, I think something happened there. So we're going to go ahead and move down to Jim, and that is Kilo Echo 5 Alpha Lima. Jim, go ahead with your question.
This is KE5AL. I just wondered, I have a hot spot, a clear node, and I want to use on AllStar. And I just got the config to where it should come up on the Wi-Fi here. I'm wondering what else I might need to do. As I recall, I had to log in my network application, forward some ports.
Okay, so we do know a little bit about the ClearNode, but you'll have to specify what your question is, Jim, that from there, what else do you need to do? Is that working us?
Yes. Yes, that's correct. That's what I'm asking. What else do I need to do?
Okay, to clarify it one more time, Jim, what have you already done? Have you signed up for your All-Star node? What else have you done there? I know you said something about your ports that you opened, but go ahead and say your question one more time.
All I have is the hotspot working on the network, on my local network. This is KE5AL. What else do I need to do? I am already signed up for All Star. My node is 55282.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, nobody out here is going to be able to help with that right now. So my suggestion is go to our webpage and contact us there with your question. We're fixing to have to close the net, so I do want to get to the other folks that are waiting, Jim. I apologize to you. So do reach out to us at www.absolutetech.org. And also we do have a Facebook page, and you might look at their links because they have links on the page that may answer your question. We have to close here in 10 minutes, so let's go to Craig, KD9UQE. Over to you for your question.
Well, thank you, KD9UQE. Pleasure to check in again. My question's hot on the tail of our solar excitement. We did have a great time with Dr. Skov yesterday, and I'm probably going to stump you guys, but I had to ask anyway because you guys are techs. We talked about magnetometers, and I'm hoping anybody out there has set up their FL Digi-style ring network and somehow included magnetometers in their station. So if anybody has an answer as to a magnetometer involved with ham radio for monitoring our solar weather propagation, I'm all ears. Otherwise, I don't expect to get it answered, but I had to try. KD9UQE, back to net.
Well, I don't know if anybody out here is going to have that answer, but, you know, you might stick around for the following net. Maybe they will there. That's a possibility. It comes up in 10 minutes here. So, yeah. Anybody have an answer for Craig? Go ahead and come with your call sign now, please.
Comment, KL7FR.
Go ahead with your comment, KL7FR. Hello, Mike.
Thanks, Jeanette. And, Craig, I saw a posting from a group that was doing magnetometer studies specifically on the New Madrid Fault in southeastern corner of Missouri. They might have actually been across the river in Illinois, but you might Google that, New Madrid Fault Eclipse Magnetometer Studies, because they were seeking any magnetometer information as well. And I don't believe it was associated with ham radio, but they were definitely compiling magnetometer information related to the eclipse. I don't know if that'll help, but that's all I could throw in. KL7FR, back to net control.
All right. Thank you, KL7FR, KI5SSR. Craig, I don't know if that helped you any. I'll throw it back at you, KD9UQE from KI5SSR and the Absolute Tech.
I do appreciate that answer. I did put the New Madrid Fault Eclipse study in there to look into, and as I'm sure most of you know, Dr. Tamitha Skov, I'm waiting for our next meeting with her to throw that back at her, and hopefully I'll have an answer for all of us, because I'm such a Luddite. My idea of a magnetometer might be the compass I had from Boy Scouts, so complete Luddite here, but I do appreciate your help and I enjoy these Tuesday nights very much. Thank you. KD9UQE. Back to Net. Thank you, Jeanette.
Well, KD9UQE, KI5SSR in the absolute TechNet. If you find out, or that's what it is, which that would be funny, please get back to the net. We want to hear about people that end up finding an answer to your question. Please come and share that right here on the Absolute TechNet on Tuesdays. And come and join us every Tuesday. We are here. I do also want to mention I do have a website at 11cats.org. And I do have a conference server, so check that out. It's not very big. It's just a friendly little place. So I want to thank everybody who showed up here. Wow, what a great turnout. I want to thank everyone here for all of the great questions. Usually we don't have this many, so I'm thrilled that you brought it here to the Absolute Tech on my night here. So come back and join us every Tuesday at 7 Eastern Time, right here on the Dewdrop in the Absolute Tech. I'm going to go ahead and close the net. We have a net coming up right after this one, and people love that net as well. I don't know the name of it. I know, Mike, you know it, KL7FR. What is it?
Thanks, Jeanette. That will be the Colorado Astronomy Net, carried on the SkyHub system out of Denver, Colorado, and it'll start right at the top of the hour. Burness AR0. Oh, I can't remember the rest of his call sign, but Burness, he's quite the astrophotographer and an astronomer, and it's a great net. Not only talks about stars and planets and eclipses, but they have a rocket report, all the recent and upcoming rocket launches, reports on rovers and other spacecraft, what's happening out there. It's a cool net, and it'll be tied in on the Dewdrop in, or you can connect to SkyHub. KL7R, back to net control.
Thank you, KL7FR, KI5SSR. I knew that you would know because I know you've attended that net. I have not. But anyway, I do want to wish everybody a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us right here at the Absolute Tech. And we look forward to hearing from you next week, where maybe you have succeeded with something or finished a job, something you want to share. Every little bit benefits others, and also want to thank those who came in with their comments. We couldn't do it without you, and we wouldn't have a net without all of you. So thank you guys so much for attending. This is KI5SSR, and I do want to thank KL7FR. He was also out here logging for us today. Thank you, Mike. You're awesome. Everyone have an awesome evening, and 73 from the Absolute Tech Net.
All stations, please hold traffic. We will be connecting to the Colorado Astronomy Net. So, unless it's an emergency, please hold traffic. N4 UPC.